You are listening to WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. It is June. It is time for the WDOT Year in Review Show, a show of epic proportions. Starting now with the 2009 Year in Review, I bring you DJs Al and Kamara.
The name is Albert for everyone.
Sorry.
2009, we have had more entertainment than ever before. Any skill you can think of is used in some type of professional sport, from stick handling in hockey to dribbling in basketball and soccer. What makes 2009 the best year ever in sports? With the miraculous amount of money owners can pay their players, their franchises have been able to retain their stars to create dynasties that can compete year in, year out. In baseball, the Yankees have used their hundreds of millions of dollars to sign enough stars to keep their struggling team atop the AL East after missing the playoffs last season. On the other hand, it seems like teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates will never see the word 500 next to their names in the standings again. Fortunately, for some, it seems that without a salary cap, the MLB is doomed to see teams like the Yankees win another 26 World Series before the Royals, Nationals, or Pirates see one. This, too, is evident in sports like hockey and football. The Steelers have won their 6th Super Bowl, the most ever, and the Red Wings and Penguins have their 2nd straight finals matchup. There have always been decades of greatness for different teams. They have all had them, but here in 2009, it seems that the fans of the richest teams, like the Mets, Red Sox, Phillies, and Yankees, will see a lot more baseball come October. On another note, it seems it has become more evident that here in 2009 we are seeing the great careers of young stars like LeBron James, Albert Pujols, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, and Tom Brady just as they hit their peak stardom. What can be more exciting than watching some of the best athletes of our time and Hall of Famers without a doubt in their best years? In my opinion, nothing. With all of them holding records and accolades to their name, this is arguably the greatest sports decade ever, 2009 being the peak. Although sports dominated the year of 2009 for me, other amazing things have happened this year. Barack Obama was introduced as the first black president. Yes, never before has America given an African-American the opportunity. 2009 is the year for change in the government, as new ideas and solutions will come into play as Obama takes his place as president. Whether the ideas help the economy is yet to be seen. Yes, this year is a year of new beginnings. Michael Vick is out of prison. Let's see if people can forgive a man who is wronged. We forgive players for ruining the game of baseball. We see Manny Ramirez in 4th overall in the All-Star voting as he sits at home watching the Dodgers run away with the division without the steroid user himself. Barry Bonds will likely lose the Hall of Fame. Yes, we forgive people every day. That's what 2009 is about. And the economy has began to come around as well from the dreadful 2008 it experienced. Although it seems to have hit rock bottom and couldn't go any lower than in 2008, it seems to be slowly improving. Means of communication have also improved. Almost everyone has a Mac. Everyone's video chatting and BBMing on Blackberries. You are in contact with everyone in any way, at any time you want using these amazing new devices. Cars have become increasingly more expensive, expensively made, and better put together to compensate for the need for speed and a great look while having great safety features. Here in 2009, we've seen things unheard of before the most recent years. I'm not talking about swine flu. What I speak of is having the first African-American president, having Tampa Bay Rays somehow in the playoffs, and a young generation all carrying around Blackberries. 2009, truly an outstanding year. And hey, we're only in June.
Yes, that's true. And also, this year, we're only in June, yet we already have close to 40 of the best albums that came out in June, including 21st Century Breakdown by Green Day, It's Blitz by Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Big Whiskey and the Groo Grits by Dave Matthews Band, and Relapse by Eminem. As well as 2009 being the home of, this whole decade really, being the home of some of the greatest gaming consoles ever made, like the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, the Wii, all of those. And not to mention that we have inducted our first African-American president, so change is really among us 2009. That's why this year is probably the best year out of all years to come. Years that have come. Yeah.
So what is our top song this year? I think everyone wants to know what do you think is the top song for the year? Everybody, I know rap is in now. Is rap dominating still the song charts?
Yeah, I think if anything, it's probably between rap, hip hop, you know, and probably pop too. Cause I know the Poker Face by Lady Gaga mm-hmm. is really moving up the charts now.
Can't turn on the radio without hearing that song at this point.
Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, you just had Eminem's new album come out, so everybody's going over his songs like We Made You.
And Asher Roth also.
Yeah, big one, Asher Roth.
So that's all over the place. And then also
some new movies. We have Slumdog Millionaire, which actually is like supposedly like the best movie of all time right now. It took almost every award in the Grammys. So
yeah, it dominated there.
Everything.
Just entertaining, really.
As well as 2009 being the home of the start, well, as when the Twilight whole movement took place is when it's really getting big.
There have been a lot of new series, including Twilight and the continuation of Star Trek, so a lot of new ideas for movies. I think movies definitely kept going down. I think they're just really repeating a lot of different ideas. Now they're actually starting to come up with some new things and becoming that much more interesting in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
What is that?
What is going on? What is happening?
Oh. What is that?
Where are we?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's 1987.
Yeah,
I'm chilling here with my mullet. It's so long. It's so short in the front, but so long in the back.
Hey, it looks ridiculous. It really does.
And you know, this is gonna be the best year ever. I've been alive.
Wait, whoa! It's not. This is a 2009 review show. You guys don't belong here.
Yeah, no. 1987 was definitely better than 2009.
87. Was that what that noise was?
I don't know what 2009 is all
about.
I guess so.
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on.
The flying cars.
How was there a time machine in the studio?
Exactly.
Drums and our beats and stuff from
apparently,
the 80s. They're never going to be...
Apparently, we have a time machine and we brought in some ridiculously stereotypical 80s people. One who has a particularly interesting accent for some reason. We think 2009 is a way better year than... Where did you guys say you're from?
We're from 87.
Oh, that sucks. Nobody's...
And can you tell us...
Paul McCartney and Wings.
All right, why don't we give these nice people a little bit of time here. Tell us all about 1987.
1987 is the best year ever. You know, we got the Talking Heads, the Dead's back. Oh my god, I was at that concert. I did
Sticks!
The Sticks!
Sticks is great! Oh. You ever heard the music, Mr. Roboto? You ever heard that one?
That's a classic.
Tell me again.
I don't know if we have that on the
you
computer.
Got it. That's a classic. That's gonna last forever. There's no song's gonna beat that one.
Oh, Dylan, weren't you at the Tears for Fears concert?
I was at the Tears for Fears concert!
That
yes, Tears
crazy.
For Fears! Yeah, Mad World, you ever heard that one?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Another good one! Yeah.
What a great song!
Oh,
that's
a great song! Oh, listen!
Whoa, this
Roboto,
is my
there
jam,
we go!
Jam. I love it!
Number one on the radio right now! Gotta love it!
But here in 1987, we have, in 2009, we inaugurated our first African American president. You had Slumdog Millionaire. I mean, what could you possibly. Who's your president?
Our president?
Who even knows his name? The point is that Bill Collins made in the air tonight.
It's Ronald Reagan.
You can't beat that.
Ronald Reagan. What a great man.
Ronald is great. Reaganomics, you know, all that.
All right, well, if it is 1987, please tell us about some of the other stuff going on in your lives. I mean, do you guys understand that you just transported into 2009?
Yeah.
We have a superior society here. You guys don't even know what the internet is.
Well, first off, listen, that's a matter of opinion, isn't it? They got a superior society.
Okay, now what is the internet?
What's the internet? Do you even know what
we get to go to the clubs and we get to rock out to Mr. Roboto. What do you got?
We have cars.
You guys have cars?
No.
In the 80s?
What is cars?
We have sticks. That's all we need.
I don't know. Is there anything?
Oh, you need more than sticks? Okay, what do you... You can name any number... what? Journey. Journey's the exact same band. Kansas.
Well,
Boston. Boston!
It's a pleasure to have you guys here.
It's a pleasure to be here, but you need to understand, lad. I mean, we got superior music than you.
But it's 1987, the Cold War's still going on.
Oh, that's Russian.
The Cold War.
It's pretty scary. The Soviets are going to destroy us.
As long as they listen to Kansas and Sticks and all that, I don't care what they do.
Phil Collins,
man, in the air tonight.
I don't know, Kamara. We were supposed to have a year in review show here.
I know, and then they just come out of nowhere.
They're just crashing our party.
I'm not liking this at all.
I suppose what happened was they accidentally built this time machine into the radio studio when they put in the new computer a few months ago. And darn, if
probably
we haven't tapped into
the past. That was really creepy. Do these guys have anything else to say? I don't know.
Styx, Kansas, Journey, Boston. Styx.
Phil Collins.
Tears for Fears. Yeah.
Wait, is this again?
I don't know what.
What's going on? Who's triggering this?
I think we're safe, Kamara. Hold on a second. That's very pleasant. That's really nice. I'm glad that those 80 guys are gone.
Yeah.
Sounds like Beatles music.
Beatles.
Hi. How you doing? You doing good?
Oh no.
Oh, the song.
Who are you?
You're the son.
How'd you get here?
Huh?
Who are you?
How did any of us get here, man? You know?
What?
We've been here since the beginning of time.
I think there's we. Kamara, I think we may have brought in somebody new.
Again? Why?
How'd you get here?
I don't know, man. Whatever the music.
What year is
life,
it?
Wherever life sends me. It's 1969, man. You know that.
1969?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
It's the year. This will define our generation, man.
I beg to differ.
Well, tell us all about the year 1969. What's your name?
Our name's really important, man.
All right, we'll call you Flower. Right.
Flower Power.
All right, tell us all about 1969, you said?
Well, we can talk about the 60s in general, okay? Now, in the 60s, you have the Beatles, and you're listening to the Beatles. The Beatles just bring hope and love and joy and sun. Because here comes the sun.
Well, this is a year in review show, and we would just like to kind of know what's going on in 1969 for you.
Well, I mean, there's the war. And, you know, the war is just... I don't even want to talk about it. Okay, we can talk about the war.
Yeah, the war's, like, never going to end, huh?
It needs to end, all right?
It'll end. It'll end in 1973.
Well, don't ruin the ending, man.
Oh, sorry. All right, go...
That's
go.
Just a buzzkill if there ever was one.
All right, tell us more about... Because we believe here in 2009 we had a better year than you had in 1969.
Well, yeah,
I'd like to say right now that you don't have a song like Abbey Road. That's not even a song. It's an album, but it feels like a song, you know? It's like, one, it's the people's voice, the youth generation's voice, against the government. Because the government, now you see what the government's doing? You see what they're doing to you in 2009?
They're actually bailing out all the companies. By the way, don't invest in GM back then.
Yeah.
GM.
Yeah.
I regret it.
You know that company that's like the biggest company in the world?
Oh, no, all my money's with them.
Yeah,
you're going to regret that. You might want to take some of that out.
Oh, noted. Thank you.
Tell us, wasn't there a moon landing this year?
Yeah, but you know what I think that is? I think that's another turn by the government to try and tell us, you know, that by setting foot on the moon, we're leaving the joy and love that our planet brings us, and we're moving out to the cold darkness of other planets.
Where's our 1980s guy? Isn't he in here? Is 80s guy still here?
What's up, my lad?
Oh, we're both still here!
You know, you guys listening to this 1960s guy?
Yeah, it's not. He's
a bunch of crap.
He doesn't know Styx, you know. He doesn't know Phil Collins.
Well, how did you guys see this?
Wait a minute. Everybody, just chill. Okay, and we're good. Go ahead. Just play the music.
Where's the drum solo? You know.
So wait, now we have three guys. Whoa, hold on, I'm overmodulating here.
A little bit.
Yeah, did you guys have overmodulation in the 60s?
Yes, Well, wait, I think I should be the one to answer that one, man. Okay, overmodulation is another term by the government to try and tell us that there's a limit to what we can do. And let me just tell you something, there isn't.
Well, see, in 2009, we kind of moved away from the whole government trying to corrupt us. Idea, so.
Yeah, by the way, Flower, if I can call you that.
Of course.
The Beatles are going to break up like in less than a decade.
So.
And it's people like you that are the reason that the government can take advantage of
us. People like you for the
Listen, they're going to break up and let bands like Styx come in. And Styx.
Alright, well, I got to turn off this whole time machine, Kamara. Kamara, this is weird. I don't know how we got to this point. We have this studio.
I think you need to call the mechanic back or something.
Yeah, I got to call the guy who installed everything
in
here.
He's trying to get
in. Just let him go home to his family, man. It's Christmas.
Phil Collins, let him listen to some of that great stuff.
I still don't think any of these songs can amount to our songs, including Kanye West's Heartless.
You're playing
Kanye West. What is that? A crazy horse or something?
He's a cowboy. That's it. Sounds like he's a cowboy. He's from the West.
You people, you just don't know. When you in 2009, you'll understand.
All right, listen. We're trying to do a 2009 review show. You can't have all these ghosts from the past interrupt.
Hey, I'm not
exactly.
A ghost.
I'm not a ghost at all. What are you implying? I'm dead, man. Hey. I think you're dead.
It's 2009. You are from the 80s and the 60s.
And let me tell you something else. You know those Star Trek movies? Yeah, the ones with Scotty in them. That's a stereotypical. Look at my people.
We got to cut them off. I mean, I don't even know how far back this... he's still talking.
Why can't Scotty be the captain?
Listen, you guys got to go back where you came from.
No, man. Oh, well, I would love to. You know, Styx. But I don't understand what's wrong with you.
Come on! No.
Whoa, that's actually rather pleasant. That's
the classical.
That's
that.
What. That sounds rather pleasant, doesn't it?
I like it.
We got. What's going on?
Cool.
What? What's that? Hello?
Well.
Somebody else in here?
Someone.
Where the bloody hell are we?
Well. We have
what? What is this box? What are you?
No. Hold on a second.
Well,
80s and 60s guy.
One time.
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Mr. Claff, I run the radio program here at Schreiber. Not many more powerful.
What's the radio?
What's a radio?
Yeah. It's like a box in here. Oh my gosh! They don't even.
What
are you doing here?
What year are you people from?
What are we talking to?
It's the year of our Lord 1776. Who are you?
Whoa!
What are you doing here?
1776.
1776. You guys are from 1776.
Where are you from?
We're trying to do a 2009 review show.
2009
review show.
The world ends in 1846, though.
I think that we can all take a second to pause here and say that we are about to sign the Declaration of Independence.
I was just
and with
really
the Declaration, kind. We'll be telling our king, or soon to be ex-king.
George,
we no longer need.
I just want to know one thing. Why are there like three guys with the same accent?
I'll tell you why right now. They all came from the same time period.
I'll tell you what. It's because the Scots are the greatest race on the planet.
All right.
That's my opinion. It's not from a different time, but after.
All right. All right. Just calm down, everyone. I'm just going to ask first. There's two guys who came in here. What's going on? Why are you here? And why is your year better than 2009?
I was sitting down reading Common Sense, and now I'm here out of nowhere. I don't know what's going on. I'm really confused.
I love that. That was the new Thomas Paine piece, was it not?
Yeah, Common Sense.
Good. It was very good. Anyway, I just read a draft of the Declaration of Independence.
How is that a Hirsch?
And it was... It's astounding. It's really, America is going to be a great nation. I just hope the British don't take it too personally, because I think a war would be quite devastating.
Oh no.
I was just listening to Mozart and Beethoven, and now I'm here. I'm so confused.
So we accidentally brought you in, apparently, into what is a time. Now, I know you guys can't really picture this, but one day it'll be 1969. Can you imagine that?
That's blasphemy. That is blasphemy.
And one day it'll be 1985.
Will it be America?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in 2009 right now. These guys around here, we accidentally brought them in.
Who are they? He's got a weird hair. It's really long in the back.
It's called a mullet.
It's just a mullet. You'll discover it when you discover Styx. When you discover Styx, let me tell you something. Prepare to have your mind blown.
Styx.
Styx, yeah, Mr. Roboto.
Listen, this is coming off as bad radio. We're going to have you speak one at a time.
Yes.
And explain to me why your year is better than the other people in the room. I'll start with random 80s guy.
So, my lad, you know, all I really need to say is Styx. We've got everything in that one word. It's the best band that ever lived. Mr. Roboto, quite possibly the best song ever.
I have to agree. You know, he knows what he's talking about. The man was there. I was there.
1776 guys, what do you guys think of this 80s music that they love so much? Here, let's take a little...
Styx.
Listen to that.
Sounds a bit like spaceships.
How do you make these sounds?
Spaceship.
What instrument is used to make this?
What is?
Actually, I just want to point out that there are three guys in our studio who are wearing tights right now. Guys, tights totally out. Yeah. They were out like in the 1830s.
Spandex and all that. Just bad.
Well,
the guys singing this sounds like they'd be wearing a spandex.
No one's singing.
You know what I mean.
I understand. I'm just messing with
Honestly,
you.
You
guys need a mold or something.
I have to say that was this done on an organ or something similar to that?
What? Yeah, that sounds like. I like that assessment.
It does. Hold the music for a second. I think we need to reconsider that we are writing a Declaration of Independence. Instead, face this new threat. It is this music.
I agree.
I mean, if you think about it,
music will get better.
Yeah. Do you guys know what country you're in, by the way? 1776, guys. Do you know where you are?
Well, we're in Great Britain. It's what a colony. We're the American colonies is what we call ourselves.
We're in America, New York.
America. It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
That's good. Now I think
I didn't have much faith in that.
I was bet against it.
We won that war against the British.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That was good.
Like, you know, there was a war. You notice how Kumar and I, we aren't talking in weird accents?
Yeah.
Well, listen, that was a bit much to say that my accent is weird.
My accent is actually quite
weird. Actually, all your accents are weird. I don't even think they're accents. All
right, man, listen. The Scottish accent is the accent of the...
Kumar, I don't think any of these accents are from any country on the planet.
Me neither.
Are you still talking?
I'm
sorry. Yeah, no, you're on.
Awesome. Excellent. All right.
I didn't know they had the word awesome in 1776.
Oh, wow. All of you, you might respect drums more when you listen to Phil Collins, all right?
You and this Phil Collins.
Collins. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you right now, Phil Collins.
Phil Collins stays out of the public light.
You're the Bach. You like Bach. Johann Bach.
Oh, you know he's talking about Johann Sebastian Bach. Yeah. At least they got a skin well. Good man. Yeah. Good man.
You never hear these people anymore in 2009.
Different man.
Kumara, they're all arguing. It's like bad radio, but I can't stop listening.
Exactly.
He's talking about Bon Jovi.
Beethoven?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
He lives. He's my neighbor.
Not Bon Jovi.
That is by far the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is 2009 music right here. Do you hear that? What music is now.
Oh my god. What do you guys think of this 2009 music?
It sounds a lot like he has something on his voice to make it sound like he can sing, but he actually
can't.
It sounds like
he's hitting things with his fists for no reason.
You know, I can tell you right now, we had somebody similar to that.
There's
in
no
the
organs, no piano, no bass.
You don't need any of that.
Lionel
Richie. Good music.
Lionel Richie.
I have such a headache. Kumara, we're going to have to end this show. Can we bring Al back? What happened to Al? Did Al get caught up in the time machine? Let's send all these guys back.
I think Al was chilling with the 1985 dudes.
I don't even know how we get these people back.
One more thing before
I still want to know where the accents came from. Why are there more than one person with an accent?
The last thing I want to say before we go.
1776 guys.
I need to know. The sticks are going to get back together.
Oh, God. Al, are you okay?
Did they hurt you?
They hit me with their Declaration of Independence, and the 80s guys had sticks. Memorabilia on them.
Alright, let's wrap up this show and try to send these guys back.
Alright.
Bottom line, 2009 is the best, that's all I gotta say. I decided we won't go speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me, for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I wanna stop and miss my groove, because I already go back where you came from. Find nobody better than me.